Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
How's it going?
Great. If we can get you to move your mic up a little bit towards your mouth.
Closer.
Yep.
There
Perfect.
We go. Perfect.
Landing gear is down.
Perfect. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
All right. My name is Mike. I am the co-founder and COO of HealthCASA. We are a tech-enabled healthcare platform that delivers podiatry services and orthotic appointments at the patient's home or office.
Hey.
Okay.
We like convenience.
Foot pain sucks.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And having to disrupt your day and your schedule to go to a thing and wait in a waiting room for whoever knows how long to try and fix it is also a pain.
Yeah.
Well, you can even extend that, right? I mean, you have to find, first of all, you have to admit to yourself that there's something that needs to be addressed.
Okay? Sure.
That's hard to gauge how long that takes.
A lot of people don't want to do that.
Everyone went home after however many parties they went to over the last few days, and they put their feet up. They didn't do anything, and they rinse and repeat every day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's not solving the problem. It's not getting to the root cause that's causing them pain. But then you have to go look for a good service provider, and it's not just, for podiatry or chiropody. It's anything, mm-hmm. Find a good barber. You're going to go to anyone?
No.
I have a wife and two girls.
Yeah.
They don't go to anyone.
Definitely.
Right? You have to find someone. So there's a vetting process. So we just, the entire patient experience, we make a lot more transparent and educational and convenient. Yeah.
Okay, so how do I participate in this? Like, how do I get involved?
Yeah.
Super easy. So we don't have an app, just a web app. So go online, healthcasa.com, click the big orange book now button.
Okay.
Take 2 seconds and create your account and get the verification email like everyone else. Click that, you're good to go. Put in your address, choose whatever day you want, whatever time you want. As soon as you do that, you'll see a list populated of whatever practitioners are available in that location at that day, at that time. And you book. Quick, it's easy.
Fantastic.
And it's by design. In my experience, so I used to own a small chain of foot clinics at an orthotic manufacturing facility.
Okay.
And like I said, my wife is a chiropodist, so that's, no foot fetishes. Like, I have experience in the, or we have collective experience in the industry.
So that's how you got into this?
And a lot of the EMRs that are out there they're developed by people who don't use them, which is a big flaw. So they're just competing on feature richness, meaning if you guys are the practitioners and I'm your patient, you're spending more time navigating that software than dealing with me. It's not a good patient experience.
Right.
So ours does what it needs to do, nothing else.
Let doctors spend their time doing doctor things.
Right. Yeah.
That has actually been an interesting theme for several of our interviews this week, is let doctors do doctor things and stop.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain industries, we'll say medical, and fintech or financial services rather, mm-hmm. and I guess insurance probably falls under financial. They're big dinosaurs, I guess.
Yes.
They're huge, and it takes a lot of time, effort, and resources of all sorts to make changes mm-hmm. in their worlds, and. I don't want to overuse the term disruption, but
they're a tank with no treads, and you're trying to push them.
Right.
It's going to take a lot of people and a lot of time to push that.
And the worst part is the people that are, the decision makers at those companies and those industries. They're not adopters. Yeah, exactly. They don't want to do it. So we'll get there.
For sure. So all right. So the background obviously comes from. You both having a background in the space.
Yeah, so my partner as well has a medical background and business background. So my partner, Karen, is a dentist from South Africa. And she came here and wanted to do something, dental corp-like, where helps, you know, dentists and dental practices run more efficiently and generate more revenue.
Okay.
And then we were introduced through Mutual Friends. It's we joke it's kind of ancestral. Like we have like me and my wife, Karen and her husband, and my best friend and his wife that makes up the company.
Okay.
But it also creates a, you know, sort of a family, call it, you know, the Health Casa family. We take care of each other. And that extends to our practitioners. You know, I always tell them when we hire them, you don't work for Health Casa. You work with Health Casa. And I don't want you to forget that. I want you to, you know, own your role and feel free to contribute any sort of feedback, good, bad, indifferent. Mm-hmm. You know, and don't feel like there's going to be some sort of backlash. I want that. I want good communication with everyone involved. And, you know, sadly, the way we communicate these days isn't always as effective. You know, we have, I don't know how many apps you could use to contact each other right now, how many or methods to contact each other.
Uh-huh.
But nobody does this.
No. Facebook owns 4.
Yeah. Right? So, case in point. So, you know, that's the kind of atmosphere that we're creating.
Okay.
And patients are responding to that. They like that they have people coming to their home and they are developing rapport with them. They talk to them. You know, it's just feet, but it's not just feet.
Yeah.
You know?
It's your
Someone
daily
might
lifestyle.
Have something.
Yeah.
But we had a patient that called in recently and or created an appointment and then messaged us. She was a little bit anxious about what was going on. You know, is it this? Is it that? You know, what do I do? And, you know, we sort of talked her off the proverbial ledge.
Okay.
She's like, this is amazing. I haven't even had the appointment. I'm feeling better. That's a win.
That
yeah,
is a
definitely.
Good
win.
Place to be
right?
Right there.
So, communication.
Yeah.
You know?
So, what's the availability? You're an alpha, so you're fairly early stage. What's the availability of this?
I mean, we're live.
Okay.
We're live. We saw our first patient almost exactly a year ago.
Okay.
We're all over the GTA. And we have a bunch of practitioners that, you know, they set their own availability. We're like live. Like,
okay.
You go, could do a demo now, but.
So yeah. just for clarification, the Greater Toronto Area.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's say
an
hour radius call
okay.
it, of where
All
we
right.
are right now.
All right. So you're live here in the Toronto area.
Yeah.
What does the future hold for you?
Ontario, Canada, and the world. definitely, you know, expanding all across Ontario.
Okay.
Our provincial healthcare, our healthcare is different province to province. So there's a bit of a learning curve / transition period
okay.
going to a new province.
Sure.
But that'll happen. Mm-hmm. It's likely that we'll go to the States. There's no reason not to. It's
your next door neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah. again, navigating different insurance structures, different mm-hmm. legal structures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, certainly not my forte, but I always say, you know, your two best friends in business are your lawyer and your accountant, because they'll keep you out of hot water while you run your business.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And then other services as well, but complementary services. We're
okay.
purposely staying in foot care right now. It's what we know. It's a big market. There's a lot of opportunity. And there's a lot of moving pieces. And so that's sort of our moat, you know?
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
And if people want to replicate that and they replicate what I'm doing and they don't have that, like, there's a million places for it to go wrong.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Once we do that, it's easy to roll out something like massage, mm-hmm. you know? And we were going to do that, and we held off and said, let's focus on what we do best and what we know.
Yeah.
Elevate the brand and the experience even further, which we've been doing. And then we said, hey, by the way, we can also do this. And the rationale behind that is you as the patient will then have a team of preventative healthcare specialists working for you. So you see your RMT, and they say, oh, you know what? This is great, but there's something out of alignment with your feet. You should go see one of our chiropodists. They'll also come to your house. And acupuncture might help, so send them. But it'll all be complimentary. Okay.
That's really cool. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So what has been your goal here at Collision?
Try not to fall asleep on my feet. This is crazy.
Isn't it?
Did you present today or?
We had a booth on Tuesday.
Okay. Day one.
Just running around, meeting people, uh-huh. you know, trying to set up some strategic relationships. I mean, networking, international sure. networking on various fronts. So, you know, lead gen through corporate okay. partnerships and then strategic partnerships where, you know, like a mobile massage company and us could partner for the time being.
Got it.
So, yeah.
Makes sense. It's been a good week.
Again, busy and tiring, but very good.
I mean, we understand that.
Busy and tiring usually means good at a conference like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
It means you got a lot of time.
I feel like my mouth is perpetually dry while I'm here because it's open all the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, like talking to people.
At least you're spreading the word, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So and that was the goal.
You're doing a good job.
I'm trying. Trying, right? Yeah. You know?
Well, if people want to find out more about what you're up to, how can they do that?
Healthcasa.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Google. I don't know if you've heard that one. Pretty big.
Certainly not Google Plus since that one went away.
Yes, not that. I think we might have had an account there. All I'll say is this: don't ignore your feet. They're the foundation of your body. There's a quarter of the bones in your body are in your feet, so take care of them and. Prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
So don't put it off. There's no reason to put it off anymore because I make it easy for you.
Hey.
Perfect.
So there you go.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. And have a great rest of the day.
I will try my best.
Okay.
Cheers.